Beis HaPras Shenidush Tor, well, this is a similar local. You have a Beis HaPras, that's this field, that's a Suffolk, that there was a kever, there's something was buried there, and then they plowed over the field, so it's a Suffolk, maybe there are some bones hanging around. So Shenidush means if people trampled and walked through the field already, they for sure like pushed down the bones and not on the top. Now a bone of a mace, it's only tummy if you touch it or you carry it, if you move it, but not Petorus oil. So therefore, as long as I'm not in your, like you're not moving it, you don't become tummy, therefore it's Torah. But again, it's only Torah for people that are going L'holchei Mitzvah. It's Torah for them. But L'mais afterwards, they are tummy and they can't eat Truma. So that's how Mishnah is saying, in the case where the person made you tummy, made the claim tummy, he'll have to pay the claim back money for a difference between Chulin and Truma. Inam the Gemara says, maybe it's talking about Bishar Tumis, to Le Muzir Elayu. A Kohen only has an Azor, he's not allowed to touch a mace. But stamp to touch a Sheretz, there's no law for the Kohen. See, we're talking about this person made him become Tumi by touching a Sheretz. So the Kohen's allowed to touch a Sheretz. Just enough community is. Now that he's Tumi, he can't eat Truma, he has to buy Chulin. So it costs him much more money to buy the Chulin. So with this extra money, the owner will have to pay him. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah, what im hoye zokin, if the person was an older man, makiv al chamor. That you're allowed to ride him on a chamor. That's not cool. He's getting paid. Like you're allowed to pay his expenses to come to you. Tony, we learned kepoyel bottle. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to pay him like a worker. It means like a poyel bottle, as if say a worker that's not working right now. And Om Rabbi Abai says like this. It means kepoyel bottle shleisa malacha. So Rashi explains like this. Let's say this person was doing a work. He had a job. So it depends what type of a job he had. If he had an easy, simple job, Rashi says, like collecting pearls or checking out pearls, diamonds, and the work is very easy, and you like make a lot of money, so then here's the case like this. You would tell the guy, listen, I'll pay you a little bit of money in order that you should take off today. So how much is it worth it for him? Not that much, because when he works, he makes a lot of money, and it's easy work. If it makes $100, so you'll have to pay him, come on, $70. Then maybe you'll take off today. So you have to pay him how much you would pay a person to take off today and not to do work. How much is it worth it for him? Well, let's say he has a hard job and doesn't make that much. So then if you tell him, listen, I'll pay you some money, but take off, don't work today, so then you'll pay him less. So that's how much money you're allowed to pay this Adayin. Like Lemaisa, the Adayin now, he has his own job. But him coming to Paskin for you, he's not working. So you have a right to pay him how much it's worth it for him, like it's time to have a day off, not to have to work. How much is it worth it for him to take and not to have to work? So you can't pay him his salary that he would make, because that he gets that salary because he's working. Now Lamaisi is not working, so if you'd pay him, that's called pay. So you're only allowed to pay him how much he would take, a normal person like this would take, in order to have a day off and not to work, because Lamaisi is not working right now. So that's how much you're allowed to pay him, but not more. Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'choshed ala b'chayris." If somebody's choshed on b'chayris, Rashi says it means kagoyin lahatil mum b'b'chor. You have a kohen that he was caught already putting a mum onto a b'chor. Also, I think the Rambam learns the case of Chshan Hiristan that a person sells a b'chor and he tells people it's chulun, it's a regular animal. So you have a person that's choshed, it means you caught him do this already once. The locker is ain loichem imein. Now let a boy from this person boset tzvoyim, even meat from a deer, from a tzvi. So Rashi says why shadamu, because it's red meat. Mechta beboser eagle could be mistaken for the meat of a cow, of an eagle, of a calf. Zimden the mazavden eagle bechor tam for yoyim shaboset tzvi. Like sometimes the person may sell you the meat from a bechor that was a tam. You have no right to eat it, and they'll tell you it's the meat of a tzvi. So the first one was choshed, you can't buy meat from him at all. For loy Irish, you can't buy from him skin either. Shein mahudim, if it wasn't worked over yet. So Mash will see in the Gemara, if it was worked over the skin, then you're allowed to buy it off him. We'll see in the Gemara why. Reb Lezer Weimer, loy kavimenu Irish, shel nekeva. You're allowed to buy from him a skin that you could tell it was skin from a nekeva, so you know for sure it's not a bechor. But the ain loichim imenu tsemem melubin b'tzoy. You're not allowed to buy from him wool that was cleaned off from its dirt. That's going to be the maskana of the Gemara. Melubin b'tzoy means cleaned off from its dirt. Hetavmin is, it means both. You can't buy from cleaned off wool and dirty wool. Avolechimimnenu tovi ubegotim. But you're allowed to buy from him thread that was spun already, even though it comes off the wool. So if it's spun, then you don't have to be afraid it came from a bechor. Who would, then you could buy clothing off him. So more explains like this. Bosa tzvoyim, why can't you buy meat, deer meat off him? The mechlev b'diagolik, you still have to be afraid. Maybe really the meat is a calf meat. And it's a bechor, and he'll tell you it's a deer meat. Floy oireshenim avudim, can't buy from his skin either, skin that wasn't worked over yet. Why not? Of course, bechor should, maybe the skin is from a bechor. Tzadik izdo ho'avudim zavninen. But mashma ho'avudim, mashma, if the skin was worked over it, then you are allowed to buy it. The question is why? So my answer is like this. Emisa de bechoru, because it was really true that it was a bechor, emisa de bechoru lehevi torech bay, then the owner is not worth it for him to work so on and work over the skin that takes so long. Because Sovri thinks like this. Ishmiya Berabun, if Rabun here and find out what I did, that I'm selling now a bechor, masu di liminoi, they'll take it away from me. So if you do sell a bechor, you try and get rid of it right away, it shouldn't stay around so much, a chom shouldn't catch you. So if you go to sell the skin, you'll only sell the skin when it's raw, but you won't keep it by you to work it over, it takes too long. So if the person sells you skin that was worked over it into leather, for sure it's not a bechor, therefore you could buy it. You can buy off from skin that comes off in the cave. So Mar says, so my, what's the reason my timer? Because maybe you did, you could tell clearly like where the hole, where this Erev was, you could tell there was in the cave, not a Zohar. So Sotom Mar's question with Tanakama, how could Tanakama argue if the skin looks like it came from in the cave, why can't you buy it? So Mar says, him came, yes. If you say you could buy in the cave, then him came Zochanami, even the person really took the skin off a Zohar, off a Bechor. What he could do is Chai Lesachrus, he'll cut around the Mokum of its Zachrus, where it had its Avi, where it had looked like a, where it looked like a Zohar. The Yomer, you could see it's cut around there. So the Yomer, the person would tell you, Akvor Machlua, you should know that really came from in the Keva. And how come it's cut off over there? Because the mice ate it around. That's why the Chum say it's still Zeri, you can't buy off this person's skin even though it looks like it comes from the Keva. Vidukh, what are the other, what does Rebbe Lezer hold? No, that Be'akvor Medyadi, if it was really true that the mouth ate around there, you could tell the difference. But you could tell the difference of skin that comes off in the Keva, or rather the skin that was cut over there. So Rebbe Lezer holds, if you could tell clearly the skin came from in the Keva, so you know for sure it's not a Bechor, therefore you're allowed to use the skin. Yeah, maybe did. Weiter. Wenn Leute man und zusammen Lubem mit so, you can't buy from him wool whether it's clean or dirty. The question is, hashtet zusammen Lubem. Nashmi took out time to wash it. Still you say you're allowed to buy it off him. No, you're not allowed to buy it off him, because you're afraid it's from a Bechor. Leizavdin, you can't buy it off him. So tzayimi boi. So for sure you can't buy dirty wool. Like, for sure, that the swear would have been maybe dirty wool, no, because he doesn't work with it. But once he cleaned it, he was matriach himself, so that should be a proof it's not a Bechor. So if this you can't buy, for sure that not. Whereas elu rather, chodek to the Mishnah means one thing. Sem and melubim mitzuasim, you can't buy wool that was cleaned off from its dirt. Even though the person worked with it a little bit, so I would have thought to say, we'd only do that if it's not a Bechor. So the answer is, there's not such a big tirch, it does this pretty fast. So therefore, we'll take his chances, even though maybe it's really a Bechor, still he would clean it for you. So therefore, you can't buy this. Be allowed to buy off this person woven stuff and the begotten clothing. So the question again is, Hashtet Tovi Zavin, if you're allowed to buy spun wool, mean made into thread, and the reason is why, because since he's matriach himself, this takes a long time, it's a proof it's not a bechor, so begodim boy, for sure you could buy clothing. Like, her clothing is made from strings, from thread, so once it was thread, it was mutter ready, so pshiti you could buy the clothing. So one says, no, my begodim, what type of clothing we're talking about over here, namti. Namti Rashi says, clothing that was not spun. It's talking about like you take the raw wool and just pack it down to make a piece of cloth out of it, but you do not spin it. So even just clothing that was not spun first, that's also to buy off him. Yeah. That's mutter, that's the chiddush. Even though it wasn't spun, but since he went to make it into clothing, even though it's not that much tircha, but still it's enough tircha to say that for sure it did not come from a b'chor. Therefore you're allowed to buy it off him. Then the Mishnah says, ha-choshed al ha-shvius. If somebody is choshed that to plant or to do schar, do business with things that grow on Shemitah, is a loichim emenu pishtin, you're not allowed to buy flax off him, because flax also grows. V'yafilu srak, even combed out or flax you can't buy, because that's also easy to do. He'll do that on, even though it did be yisur. But if he took the flax and spun it into thread already, that's a big tircha that he would not do. It was really from Shemitah, and it didn't be yorig. If it's a woven clothing, you let it buy it off him. So again, the Gemara is hashtet tovi zelina. Won't you tell me let it buy off him spun wool, spun flax, orig mi boy like pshita? It was woven already. First it was spun, then you wove it. So it was muta by tfi. Pshita orig is muta. So Mara says, no, my orig, what does orig mean here? Tichi. Rashi means it means like shasheris, like a rope. A flax rope that was not spun into threads first, but Yosha took the flax and you just twisted it together. So that's the chiddush, even though it wasn't spun, still that's muta to buy. But that's also a tirchi would not do if it really came from Shemitah. Now the Mishnah says, "Achoshed liyos moicher truma l'shem chulin." Somebody's choshed to sell truma l'shem chulin. He sells truma to people and tells them it's chulin. As ein loichem imenu afilu mayim melech. It's like a loy plug. You can't buy anything off him. It's a kenas. You can't even buy water or salt off him. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon imenu kol sheyesh by zikas truma ma'isros ein loichem imenu. Only thing that is possible, maybe it has truma maisus in it, you can't buy off him, because he's choshed. But something like water and salt, for sure you're allowed to buy. So Morris says, really means when Shimon says his last lashon of kol sheyesh boi lasuyim, what does it come to include? So Morris says, lasuyim comes to include karvei dogim, the insides of fish, like the kishkas of the fish. If he sells that, it's also allowed to buy. Why? To marvi by shemen zayis, because he mixes inside us from shemen zayis. So you have to be afraid that oil was from truma, and therefore you can't even buy the fish or the insides of the fish from him. Now the Gemara says, "Who tabcha?" There was a butcher. There was choshed lezvune tarbo diatmi. Was choshed he would sell treifa fats. Rashi said, "This is the fat around the kidneys."